Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome Todd Pletcher to Race Trackers. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us. We know you've been busy. You've got a busy schedule. We've been meaning to congratulate you on the Saratoga's Trainers title, which has to be quite satisfying considering how hard fought it was and what a successful campaign both you and Chad Brown had.
Yeah, it was a terrific meet. A lot of great racing throughout, and I think having a tight trainers battle made it exciting for us and a lot of other people as well. So it was good fun.
Yeah, I'm sure there's satisfaction for you, but I'm also sure there's satisfaction around the barn and with your owners, and it's a lot of fun. It adds another dimension to what was otherwise a great meet.
Yeah, it does, and I think, like you said, certainly the staff and a lot of the owners took a lot of pride in it, and when you're in a situation like that and you literally win by one race, I think everybody that's part of it feels that they played a big role in it, which they obviously did, and literally each win really counted.
Well, it was just a tremendous lot of fun. Well, congratulations. But we know this game never stops. And fall for a lot of people is pumpkins and ghosts. But for racetrack people, it's the Jockey Club Gold Cup and the opening of Keeneland. And it looks like Saturday in the Jockey Club Gold Cup card, you seem to be running half your barn. I think you have 11 horses entered, all told.
We do, yeah. We have a busy day on October 7th, and we're kind of, last month have been preparing for it, and fortunately we have a lot of horses that have trained well up to it, and now we're hoping for some good performances.
Well, you have the Jockey Club Gold Cup, of course, is the fixture, and it's been a race that has history and tremendous importance in the racing world over the last century. You have three entrants in there, and they seem to have different styles. You have Keen Ice. You have Rally Cry, and you have Destin, who was almost won the Belmont last year. Do you have a focus on which way you think those horses will run?
Well, I think they all three have a little bit of different styles to them. Keen Ice is mainly a closer, and I think Rally Cry is most likely to be close to the pace and could be laying second early on. And Destin, I think, is probably a horse that likes to be in a tracking type position. So, and they all seem to complement each other's styles pretty well. And they've all three on given days run some very big races that would be capable of winning, the Jockey Club if they were able to come through with their best performances. So hopefully they all get good smooth trips and get a good run at it. But we're happy with the way all three of them are coming into it and hoping that hopefully one of them can get it done.
It is funny that the different, not only the different racing styles, but the different histories of all three of those horses shows how versatile you have to be as a trainer. I mean, you have Keen Ice who seems to show up every time. You have Destin, who you worked hard to get back in the form he showed as a three-year-old. And you have Rally Cry, who seems to have always been on the verge of really entering the top echelon, and he seems to be always right there. So I'm sure it takes a different touch with each one of them.
Yeah, it has been a little bit of an interesting road for all three of them. And Rally Cry is a horse that we've been very, very high on from the beginning, and it's taken a while for him to get to show his talents especially compared to what we've been seeing from him in the mornings all the way back to his two-year-old year. He's always been a horse that trains very impressively, and we felt like really in the Aladar was the first time in his career that we really had the opportunity to put him in a position where we felt like what he wanted to do his whole career, which was go two turns and get a, the only other time we'd tried him two turns was in the Gotham, and unfortunately got off to a terrible start that day. But the Aladar was sort of the first time that he'd been able to get into that big galloping rhythm that he has and show his real talent. So we had to run him back a little bit quick in the Woodward off that, and I don't think he could beat Gunrunner that day, but I think with a little more time now, he's hopefully going to come back to a better race.
Well, that's interesting. As you say, he's always been right on the verge of showing what tremendous talent he has. On the undercard, you have, we'll talk a little bit quickly about the Champagne. The Champagne, of course, another race that's a tremendous, has a tremendous history, and you have Hazard in there, and he's already won on a big day. He won on the opening race on Travers Day, so I guess he seems to have been able to show up on at least on big days. It was just a maiden win, but it seems to be very impressive.
Yeah, he's kind of a colt that pleased us all summer, and like a lot of the war fronts, he's not a real big colt, but he's very athletic, and sort of as we were going along this summer, every time we kind of stepped up in distance and stepped up the workload on him, he just seemed to answer every call and landed on being ready on Travers Day. And as usual, I think it was very competitive field. It wasn't a large field, but I think certainly the Curling Colt that finished second that day was very highly regarded, and he's back in the Champagne, so they must be pleased with the way he's training. So, anytime you can win your debut at Saratoga, especially on a Travers undercard maiden, it usually means that you have a promising future, and has come back and trained very well after that maiden win. So we're excited to see how he handles the step up in class and distance, but all the indications have been favorable.
Well, good luck with him. I mean, I guess, 2-year-olds always have a way of maturing and stepping up late in the year, and you get to kind of sort them out this time of year. Speaking of unraced, of younger horses or unraced horses, you have two very expensive horses in the maiden race on the sixth race on Saturday, a horse called Montauk and a horse called Navistar, and I guess one was purchased for $850,000 and the other was purchased for $900,000. I guess that brings a little added pressure when you have a horse that's not highly regarded at the sales.
Well, I think, there's high expectations for a lot of 2-year-olds, and we try not to get too caught up in what their price tag was, and we certainly don't want that to intimidate us when we're preparing them. But in these two colts' case, they were horses that trained very well at the 2-year-old training stalls where they were purchased, and obviously demanded a lot of attention from the current buyers as well as other people who were right there bidding on them as well. But right now the plan is to run Montauk, and it's got common ownership with Mr. LaPinta has in both horses. So we're not going to run the two of them against each other, but very pleased with the way both of them have been training. And I think they're both colts that could run well in their debuts, and ultimately will be horses that will be looking for two turns down the road, and hopefully maybe the cut colts that could be on the Derby trail next year if things go well.
Well, exciting. Obviously a local name with Montauk and the dam Indian Vale, I guess, was a horse we all remember who was a real tough stakes winner. And for those of us who've been around a little while, remember her pretty well. Well, Todd, that's tremendously exciting. I guess you're splitting your time. Obviously, you have a string down at Gulfstream Park West. Will you be running many horses at Keeneland this year, or do you think you'll stay mostly in New York?
Yeah, we're gonna select a few to go to Keeneland. We have one filly in on opening day in Allowance Race, Kinsley Kisses. We got two in on Saturday, and there are a couple fillies in the Jessamine County for Wednesday. And we'll just kind of. We'll probably have 15, 20 starters throughout the meet, just sort of carefully selecting the ones we send there, hopefully that are ready to run and ready to run in some of the stake races there.
Well, it's an amazing operation you have there. And even just logistically, it's amazing to manage them. And I guess kudos to your staff that you can have 11 horses entered on Saturday and have it covered so well and also run a string at Keeneland. And, we wish you all the best in the big races and throughout the year. And we really just – I know you have to go. We really just wanted to congratulate you first and foremost on another Saratoga title. And we always appreciate you coming on and giving us your time.
You're welcome, Bill. My pleasure.
Thank you. Todd Pletcher, everyone.
You.
Thank you, Todd.